if there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun's coming out, you say that the weather is...
The weather has been stormy, but...
Uh-huh, but what is it becoming? Or what is it doing?
After the rain.
The rain stops and the clouds go away and the sun comes out.
Well, it's a beautiful day after the rain's over.
Do you say it's clearing up or breaking up?
Clearing up,
yeah. Okay, and what do you call a really hard rain that doesn't last very long?
Downpour.
Looks as though we might have one. And what do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantle.
What do you call the things in the fireplace that the logs rest on?
Fire dogs.
That's an expression I had never heard.
Yeah.
I was very glad to hear that. And what do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to light the fire, to start the fire?
Splinters.
And what do you call especially rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get the fire started?
Lightwood.
I had never heard of that one either.
Is that right?
Do you ever use terms like fat wood or pine wood or pitch pine?
They used to call it light wood or fat wood. Never called it pitch pine.
Uh-huh. And what do you call a place with a rod and hangers in it that you hang your clothes?
You mean a closet.
Uh-huh. And do you have another word for it if it's movable?
Well, you must be talking about wardrobe.
Right. I've never called it that, so I didn't know whether you would or not. And what do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Like overlapping. If you got some words to pick from, I might know it if I heard.
Oh, well, if you don't happen to think of one, then it doesn't matter. Weatherboarding or sideboarding?
Well, that's on the outside of the house. It's weatherboarding.
Yeah, that's what we're... Is that what you would call it?
Yeah.
I see. And what do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where you put chairs and people sit out there? Like right out there.
Well, they usually call it sun porch.
Sun porch. Do you call it anything different if it doesn't have a roof?
Patio.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's connected to the house.
Yeah, you walk right out and see there's no roof over there.
If it's a small porch and it doesn't have a roof, do you still call it a patio? Or do you just call it a porch?
Just call it a porch, I would think.
And what do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are put before milking?
You know, I think I've been in a little small town all my life. Would you call it the barnyard?
I don't know, I'm from the city too.
I would think so, yeah, with the cow pen.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Wall or fence is better. A stone wall.
And what do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top and you carry water or milk in it?
Bucket. Wooden bucket.
And if it's made out of metal, do you call it something different?
No, not if it's shaped like that.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Skillet.
And what do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn it on and off?
I call it the kitchen sink.
But what about where you turn it on and off?
You mean the water?
Uh-huh. Do you have a name for the top part?
The faucet over the sink?
Yeah, that's what I was for. And if you have this same thing on a barrel, do you call it something different?
Well, it'd be a faucet inserted into a barrel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you call the same kind of thing that's out in the yard if the
that's
water?
That's a faucet.